1 hey, hammered bass. Okay, we're down like I suppose three quarters of the way down. One word in, Rebbe. Okay, so Rebbe, who is the Rebbe, the Rebbe Chia, Havu Shaklu Azli, means they were going, but Orcha, on a journey. Kimatu, when they arrived, Lahau Masa, so that Masa is a town. Omri, they said, or what kind of questions, Ika is there, Surah Marabonan, is there some young Talmud Chacham, Hafa? Nizir, let's go, Venach Bilafe, go and receive his face, go and basically Mechabin him. So the resident said, Omru, Ika, Surah Marabonan, Hakha, that is, young Talmud Chacham, Vamo'or Einayim Bu, and he happens to be blind. So Amalei, Rebbe Chila Rebbe. Rebbe Chila said to Rebbe, Tiv, you sit at Lotizalzel, and you should not be Mizalzel, but Nisiusoch, in your Nisius, because he, Rebbe was the Nosi. So it's not Mechubad for you to go and, you know, visit this Talmud Chacham. Izil Ana, I will go, and I'll receive his face. So Rebbe, Tokfe, forced Rebbe Chia, and he went with him, he wanted to do it as well. So they went and they spoke to this Talmud Chacham. And Kihavu Miftari Minei, when they were asking his permission to leave, Omalahu, this blind Talmud Chacham, said, Atem, you, Hikbaltem, received Ponim Anirim, a face that is seen, Ve'einon Royim, and this face does not see, because he's blind, right? Through this, he says, so he gives a bracha. Tisku, you should be zoicha lahakpil, to receive ponim haroim, the face that sees, the einon nirin, and it's not seen. Meaning you should, Hashem, God. Okay. So Rebbe commented to Rebbe Chia, said, Amalei, iku, if hashta, if not now, basically I wouldn't have come, minata, you would have held back from me, mi hai birchus, I wouldn't have got this bracha. So, now, Rebbe and Rebbe Chia commented to the blind Talmud Chacham. So Omru Leh, because he saw that his mama, she really appreciated that they came and did her kapalas upon him to receive his face. So they said to Omru Leh, Miman Shmi'aloch. How do you know it's so important, what, you know, to this group, like going to see the Rav? So he answered to them, the blind Talmud Chacham, Mipirke, from the Shia, Rebbe Yaakov Shmi'ali, from the Shia of Rebbe Yaakov, I heard it. And now Rebbe Yaakov, which is Rebbe, is going to relate an incident that happened to him. This is what was said over in the Shia. The Rebbe Yaakov, Ish Kfar Chitaya, was from the Kfar, the village of Chitaya. Hava Makpil Apei de Rabbi. He used to go and receive the face of his Rebbe. Kol Yuma, each day. Kikosh, when he got old, Rebbe Yaakov got old, it was getting a bit difficult with his walking stick. Omalei, so his Rebbe said to him, Lo nitzdar ma'ar, you shouldn't pain yourself. You know, it's difficult for you. The Lo yochil ma'ar, that you're not really able to do this in a normal functioning manner. So replied Rebbe Yaakov back to his Rebbe, which this is what he said over in the Shia. It says, Amalei, he said to him, Mizuta, is it small? My dechsiv, what is written in the pasuk, Behu, Barabonon, with regards to going to see Rabbonon? Of the following pasuk, which is like a drash. It's not the pasuk pshat, as Tosu says in the pasuk over here, but this is if we read it, it kind of reads really well, but in context, it's a bit out of context. Vayechi, and he will live or more, lenetzach, for eternity. Yeah, lo yireh, he shall not see hashcheis, like, you know, the pits, means death, kind of speak about this with death. Yeah, ki yireh, where he will see chachomim, chachomim, yimusu, when, if he sees chachomim die. So he says the following. That's the end of the pasuk. And if somebody sees chachamim whilst they are dying, yeah, will live basically forever. So we're like a drug, right? A diuk, yeah. Achas kam v'kama. All the more so if you see them when they're alive. So he said it's an amazing thing to receive the countenance of time that chachamim. And basically this is why Rabbi Yaakov said, even though I'm old, you know, I want to, you know, continue living for a nice, long, healthy life, and I'm going to come and see you anyway. So that's why this blind Talmud Chacham gave him such a big bracha. Next piece. Rav Edi, Avua de Rebbe Yaakov.
What did that piece we just read, what did that have to do with what was before?
That was basically, they got a bracha from the blind Talmud Chacham, because they went to visit him and give him kavod. Yeah, and they said, they were like, wow, the Rebbe and Rebbe Chisim, what an amazing bracha that was. Yeah, it must be an amazing thing to, you know, go and see to go and give cover to the local rabbi, whatever. How do you know that this is such a big thing? And then he related what he had in a shia, basically, from his rebbe, in the blind time of Chacham, related what he had from his rebbe, Rebbe Yaakov, to basically show that it was an amazing thing. Because the pasuk said over there that if you go and see a rabbi, right, even when he's dead, when he's seen dying, also, you know, when he's alive, that it's an amazing thing.
How does that connect to what we've learned before?
Oh, how is this connected? Oh, so the Marsha says it's related to Ri'ya, yeah, because he spoke about being seen, yeah, and it's related to Ri'ya, which we're talking about the general subject. That's why the Gemara brought it here. I think that's what the Marsha said in the book recently. Okay, so Rav Idi, Avud Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Idi, Hava Rogil. He used to Dahava Azil, he would go Tlasa 3 Yarchi months in the way. Right, so 3 months travel. Bakad Yuma, one day, Babay Rav in the base of Medrash. Right, and then he would go home. Basically it was a 3 month journey. One day he learnt for one day. So basically he left after Pesach. Yeah, traveled 3 months, learnt for one day. In the base of Medrash, and then he had to travel back for 3 months in order to be with his wife, to Mesameach his wife on Sukkos. So basically, he still worked one day, at least every six months, right? Okay. But Habu, the people in the base of Medrash, Haru Korole, they called him Rabbanan, Bar Bei Rav, Dechad Yuma. He's the Talmud Chacham of the one day student, Talmud Chacham. Okay. Chalish Daite, he weakened his mind, he felt bad about this. Korea Nafshe, and he called upon himself the following pasuk: Schoik l're'eyu eyeh. I'm going to be the like laughing stock of his friends, my friends. I'm going to be. We're going. So, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to this Talmud Chacham, we used to go like one day. B'mitzusa, please, minok, please from you. Lo ta'anish l'hu l'rabbanon. Don't bring judgment to the rabbanon. We don't laugh, we don't make fun of learning and things, spiritual things, yeah. Gotta be very careful about that, don't joke about it. And he was worried that he was gonna bring din upon his fellow colleagues. Nofek Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went out, the Bei Midrash, and made a drasha to tell him to give him a musa. Says in the pasuk, for Oisi and me, Yom Yom, Hashem speaking, each day, Yidrashun, you should search out. And the understanding of my ways you should desire. Okay, that's the end of the posik. Okay, now you notice in the posik it says yom yom, it says the word yom twice. But the Gemara is going to learn something from that. It says, what's that going to say? Why does it say yom yom? V'chiba yom, doishino, so it is it in the day that you're searching out Hashem? V'laila ein, doishino, so in the night time. You're not searching him? That can't be pshat. I mean, because you may think, normally, when it says yom, the Jewish day is day and night, right? So maybe you see the passage, you're going to see when it says yom yom, it's coming to exclude something. So it means, maybe it means dafka daytime and not nighttime. That makes sense, but in context, it doesn't make sense, because what, you search out Hashem, you know, in the daytime and not the nighttime, so that can't be pshat. So what is pshat? Why does it say yom yom twice? So Ella is coming to tell you, that's what this must be pshat. Lo melacha, Kol ha'oisik b'Torah, anyone who's oisik b'Torah, afil yom echad, even one day, b'shona, ma'al al-kosov, is considered, right, the Torah considers him, ki'ilo osak kol shona kula. It's like he was oisik every day, meaning that what, every day of the year means, that yom yom means, it doesn't mean day or not night, it means every day of the year. What, a person who learns Torah one day in the year is considered he learns Torah all day in that year. So don't, you know, it's good what he's doing. Okay? V'chein, b'midas, purineus. And it goes the other way as well, which we're familiar with this concept, the chesiv, said with regards to the chit amaraglim, b'misbah ha-yomim, asher tartam es-aretz. And the days of the, corresponding the days that you spied the land, yeah, and they got 40 years, right, in the desert because of that. What they sinned for 40 years, okay, they, right, the, sorry, I just spaced out there, okay. It was 40 days that they sinned, yeah? Ella lo mecha is coming to tell you, kol ha'oive aveira, anyone who's oive an aveira, afilu yom echad b'shana, even one day in the year, is ma'ala alav akosav, the Torah considers him, ki'ilu ova kol ha'shana kula. It's as if he transgressed all of the year. Okay, we're going to stop here. I wanted to go further, but we're going to stop.